Jesus turned the water into wine, I turned it into damn liquor. Alcohol, homebrew, it'll all make you drunk, so I figure alcohol's alcohol. This malt right here, in these bags, costs $1.52 a pound. Who in the hell is gonna spend that kind of money? Nobody but me. Cause everybody else makes it out of wheat bran, which is called short. They make it out of wheat bran, sugar, and pour about 10 bags of yeast in it. That's all that's in it. There's no malt flavor, no malt smell, no nothing. Mine's made out of actually pure malt. There ain't even no meal in it. If you're gonna make it first class, or do get out of the business. If you ain't got the proper equipment, the proper know-how, and the proper supplies, making, you know, if I sell somebody a jar of liquor, and it makes them sicker than hell, they ain't gonna come back and see me anymore. All right, I want to sell you a jar of liquor, and by God, I know you're coming back. I want repeat business. I don't want a one-time show. This grinder right here that I used to grind that malt on, it was made in 1948. I wouldn't take $1,000 for it. It come out of an old A&P grocery store. Now this is rye malt itself. I come from Bamberg, Germany. You have to oil this grinder occasionally. You gotta take care of your equipment or you'll be out of business pretty soon. Don't need but a couple of drops in it. That thing's old and it works still brand new because we maintain it. We oil it and stuff like that, you know, and it'll probably run until I'm dead. I know that because in the shape I'm in, it ain't going to be long till I depart this earth and go to a better place called heaven. Them big beads, they just stay and stay and stay. It's right dead on 100 proof right now. They need to pour some weak stuff in it. And then pour another over this high stuff and she'll come back alive again like it was just now. The weak stuff will kill it down and then the high shots, 190 proof, brings it back up to suitable proof, which is 100. Weak liquor will make you sick. 100 proof liquor won't make you sick. And if it ain't made right, it'll make you sicker than hell one sip of it will. I tell a woman at church, I said, I hope that secretary counts this money they take up. Don't smell of it, because what little I drop in there smells just like damn moonshine liquor, and she just died of that. Well, I've done this all my life, and I've managed to make a decent living. I'm not rich, by all means. I don't have any money. I built that house. I'd saved a long time. All right, for the last 5 months, I've spent $45,000 on doctor bills and hospital bills. The government and the county don't pay my bills, I do. So therefore, they should leave me alone because they're not having to support me at hospital or nowhere else. I support myself. So I think they should just leave me alone because I'm not hurting anybody.
That's 14 sacks back in the pot.
14 sacks back in the pot.
I know this 13, I don't know how many are poured in off the ground, but this 13, I can see.
That's just 12, 13, 14. How many did I say, Mike? 14.
I don't know how many I poured in off the ground.
Well, but I said 14, yeah. Yeah. You got it closer, you said 50.
Yeah.
So you beat me on that one. Now this is the granddaddy of all of them. It's almost twice as big as either one of them over yonder. It takes two men to put the cap on. What size that cap is sitting there? That's the reason it takes two men. Ready to run. Cap her off.
Jarring him up?
Try to do it quick to where nothing gets in them, you know, keep the caps on them. As soon as it gets it full, I usually try to cap it because there's gnats that get in it quick around. Well, but we're anywhere you make it that would. See, a lot of people would wonder, why am I standing here, you know, right over top? But if you don't get them on sore enough, there'll be a gnat in it before you know it.
I mean, I'll sell you a jug if you want it, but just reason get any jug you see, and that's it. It's all the same thing. It's all the same quality. No difference in it. And that's it. I can't brag on myself, because ain't nobody this side of hell made any better liquor or more liquor than I have. It's the hardest work you've ever done. That's the reason I'm broke down and sick and almost dead right now at this point. I ain't gonna make it much longer. The good Lord had a reason for me to stay here, I wouldn't be here now. My health is in very bad condition. I've got 3 bleeding ulcers, arthritis all over me, emphysema. Started smoking when I was 6 years old and I ain't quit yet. And I've got high blood pressure. I kill myself before it come time, simply by making liquor. People think, I hear them even say, and they got cussed out when I heard them say it too. These old people make this moonshine liquor, just sits around on their ass and makes that old liquor. Set on their ass, hell, if they was to spend one day of my life, they'd see how much you set on your ass. Not at all.
Popcorn Sutton, legendary moonshiner. Born 1947, died 2009. So long, Popcorn. Ain't gonna be any more like you.